And we are now joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Josh Hardy. And, boy, that was an interesting one, but you get the 2-1 win.
I mean, back-to-back nights where I didn't think that we necessarily started very well, but found ways to come back and battle here, and found a way to win, right?
And that's the key, is you guys found a way to win, and that's something that, you know, we talked about it yesterday. You got to have to, you know, find a way to win, and, you know, that second period, a lot of penalties there, a lot of physicality. What was going on there out on the ice in the second?
You know, I mean, just everybody was, it was emotional. They were up, they felt, you know, they're in a game, right? And we're trying to battle back and doing everything we can to score, and they were, you know, doing it. I thought they did a nice job trying to protect their goalie. We were trying to get in there and poke our nose in there. So that's just sort of the nature of the beast sometimes when it comes to hockey. But I thought it was a good game, right? Things. I was really proud of how we kept our composure there as things kind of got heated up. We were able to come back to neutral and just play our game in the second, into the second and third.
Well, especially in the third period, you're able to, you know, play your game and stay composed, as you said. And it's that second line again. This time it's Grayson Ecker. And, boy, what a game that he had. And he was everywhere early in the third and felt like he was going to be due.
That whole line was really good tonight. And, you know, before we even get there, I thought Kane Thompson for International Falls was so good in that tonight. Like, big kid, moves well. He's only a sophomore. He gave us all sorts of problems. He was calm, cool, collected back there, and did a really nice job for them tonight. So we had a hard time cracking that, right? So the first goal, you know, one we've been talking about a lot. Hey, well, let's move the puck behind the net. Let's get it back out front. Fish made a great pass to Ecker, and he no-doubted her into the back of the net there for the first one.
And then second line, once again, they strike. This time it's off a blast from Tegan Levinsky. And how about a redirection out in front from Jay Reese, who was everywhere here in the game today?
Jay wants to win, right? Like, that's what he wants to do. He is solely focused on that. And, you know, you can see that in his play. He did such a good job of, you know, he hunts for the puck. He's everywhere. He's on it. He's laying his body on the line. Did a nice job. And, you know, we get the puck out to Teagues, and Jay gets out front and gets a tip on it and that was going to be how we were going to have to score. Like I said, I thought Thompson played so well that it was going to have to be a goal like that.
It was a very competitive game there throughout, and a very successful weekend. You're able to, and successful week that is too. You bookend the week with a pair of 2-1 victories. You get 3 1 goal wins. And how important is that for this team moving forward towards playoff time?
Yeah, I mean, these are the types of games that you're going to play here in February, right? And it's about understanding, hey, we can win a one-goal game. We can come back like we did tonight. I laugh because I say it maybe too much, but in the locker room, we're talking after the game, and Ty Larson raises his hand, and he goes, you know what they say? And everybody kind of laughs because I always say it. They don't ask how, they ask how many, right? And they so we got another one here tonight. Not the prettiest win, but a win's a win's a win, and we're going to take it and head back to Crookston on a little bit of a streak here, right? I think 3 games in a row, and now we got about 24 hours to rest here, and we're back at it on Monday afternoon or Monday night against Mayville.
What was that? What was the tone like in the dressing room there after the game?
Oh, you know, everybody's excited there. You know, they're and maybe it's almost a sense of relief that they got it done. They were fired up. They were, guys were excited that, they thought that Brandon Colburn played a heck of a game today. They were pumped for him, and I did too. I thought he was great today. We're going to get on the road here, head back to Crookston, and then, you know, hopefully we get some guys healthy and back on Monday against Mayville, and then we got senior night on Tuesday against Breckenridge. So a big week for us. Hopefully maintains the 40-degree weather here. We don't have any travel issues coming up either.
How do you maintain this little streak that you guys have going on into early next week with such little time to rest up and prepare for the 2 games early on Monday and Tuesday?
I think it's about, you know, maintaining what we do well. And that was maybe the message after the first period I was being honest with him. I said it was an ugly period of hockey. We didn't play our game. And what makes us successful, and we got to get back to that. And I thought we did a better job of that later in the game. You know, we saw, especially in the third period there, you saw how well we forechecked. We got the pucks deep. We got one guy hard on it. We were picking pucks off the wall, getting pucks to the net. Like, that's the sort of style of hockey that we have to play, as opposed to the I'm going to drop pass it here and make this cute little play here, or I'm going to come back behind the, and like we just got to get pucks in, get it deep, and that was the messaging after the first and second, or after the first, was hey, we got to get back to what makes us successful. And then I thought our second period was great. I thought we really played well there despite all the penalties and things like that. We were a much better hockey team, but then you got to reiterate that hey, yeah, we're still down a goal here, right? We're playing better, but we got to find a way to score, and they did that in the third. So really, really pleased. We're gonna hopefully build off the momentum here, and it's back to work on Monday.
Thank you very much for joining us, coach. Congratulations on the two wins this weekend and the win this week.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and thanks you guys for coming up and doing it on the radio so everybody back home can listen.
Thank you very